unrest in the Middle East, the economic crisis in Europe, Iran threatens Israel, the moral decay of America. What are the prophetic trends, and why is prophecy important? Stephen LeBlanc discusses these issues and the events surrounding the return of Jesus Christ. And now for World Watch Today, Stephen LeBlanc.
Historically, Germany has produced powerful leaders who have waged war on the European continent. We believe that Germany is going to play a pivotal role in end-time prophecy, that a great European dictator will eventually emerge on the European stage. He's going to be a charismatic leader who will lead Europe into war. We believe that this dictator will in some ways be similar to Adolf Hitler. He's going to be charismatic. He'll be supported by an economically powerful array of nations. He's going to be militaristic, and eventually he will turn brutal, leading the whole world into world war. Germany's not a war-oriented power today, but that's going to change in the future. And now to today's message on Germany and a Hitler-like dictator to come in the future. Out of the present chaos in Europe will come a powerful, determined group of nations that will dominate the world economy. This European superstate will last only for a few short years. It will eventually move into the Middle East, and the religious dimension of this European power will corrupt millions upon millions of people with false doctrines and lies. Exactly when this superpower comes into being, it's difficult to tell. 7 years from now, 17 years from now, I just don't know. But there's a very good chance it will happen in the very near future. The eventual emerging configuration of European nations will become a global economic power. You read of that in Revelation chapter 18. And it will use that power for political purposes. It will appear peaceful at first, but it will be transformed into a devouring, war-making beast. And you read about this in Revelation chapter 13, chapter 17, as well as in the book of Daniel. Daniel describes this end-time kingdom as a strong and ferocious beast with iron teeth, which Christ will conquer and punish at his return. Twice in the last century, Germany's attempts to dominate Europe by military means left the continent covered with blood-stained ruins. We believe Germany will lead this end-time union, that there will be a final world war causing the death of hundreds of millions of people. One of the great markers, and I'm talking about what we've seen back in history, the patterns of history, is rising unemployment, which creates a tremendous amount of instability and feared by politicians because it devastates the national psyche of a nation. This opens the door for a strong man to come to power, a man who can fix the economy quickly. Don't think it won't happen again. Right now in Europe, you find many of those nations in desperate straits. We're talking about real unemployment in many of these countries at a rate of 25%. Historical patterns often repeat themselves. Large spikes in unemployment create anger, extreme fear, and these emotions lead to radical changes in leadership in various countries. Now, the reason I bring this to your attention today is that an economic crisis in the future most likely will open the door for a Hitler-like dictator. Eventually, this dictator will come to power, and he will dominate Europe and then much of the world afterwards. So we know from prophecy that a coming European dictator will sway millions, and there will be civil leaders and religious leaders who will give him support and power, as the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 17 and verse 13. And they will give their power and their authority over to the beast, over to this dictator who actually rules this assortment of nations in the near future. For those of you who would like to order today's message, we'll send it to you free of charge. You're listening to broadcast number 740. 740. You can phone us at that toll-free number, 1-877-449-6753. That telephone number again to order today's message, which we'll send to you free of charge, that number is 1-877-449-6753. That number again, it's a toll-free call, 1-877-449-6753. Request broadcast number 740. Now, the bruising years of the Depression, I'm talking about 1929 to 1933, created a despondency and an anger in Germany that made possible the rise of a man, Adolf Hitler. As historian Ian Kershaw has written, without the Great Depression, Adolf Hitler would have never become the leader of Germany. It's impossible to put into words the despair, the fear that hovered over the German people during the Great Depression years. Taken into account part-time workers and invisible unemployed, that meant that nearly 50%, one in two German workers, were out of work. Now today we see rising unemployment, which has caused rioting, particularly Greece. A recession could quickly turn into a depression, igniting extreme terror and despair that can rapidly lead to massive civil unrest. It could happen here in the United States. And now back to the story of Germany and unemployment, which paved the way for a man called Adolf Hitler. Massive unemployment created an atmosphere leading to a willingness to embrace desperate solutions. Extremist political parties preyed upon the anger of the people. Millions joined the ranks of the German Communist Party because they promised jobs. Hitler took advantage of the chaos and the despondency. Now, Hitler was a known personality in Germany in the 1920s, but only a small minority took this man seriously. He was considered a strange and angry man with a funny mustache, but everything changed in October of 1929. It was at that time that the United States and Europe plunged into a depression. Suddenly, panic, humiliation, and hopelessness compelled many to listen to the speeches of Hitler. Hitler made a convincing promise, the promise of full employment, a restoration of German dignity and pride, and he promised to stamp out the communist threat within Germany. So Hitler was able to sway the people to his side, and the military leaders began to listen to Hitler, and he eventually became German chancellor, and you know the rest of the story. We eventually were all drawn into World War II, and between 55 and 60 million people died in that war. You need to be attending our prophecy Bible studies. We're currently holding them in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and in Sacramento, California. These prophecy studies are free. They last for about 2 hours. We usually hold them on a weekend afternoon. Phone us at that toll-free number. Leave your address with us. We'll get back to you in terms of the time and location of a prophecy Bible study, either in Tulsa, Oklahoma, or in Sacramento, California. Now we talk about what's taking place within the nation of Germany, what is also happening in the Middle East between Iran and Israel. We also talk about Saudi Arabia in prophecy. And of course, we discuss what's happening here in the United States and how the United States figures into prophecy. You can reach us at that toll-free number, 1-877-449-6753. That telephone number again is 1-877-449-6753. Leave your name and address with us. We'll get back to you regarding these prophecy Bible studies. It's so very important that you attend these prophecy studies. That telephone number again, it's a toll-free call, is 1-877-449-6753. If you're watching world events, if you want to see the barometers, one of the great barometers is the unemployment rates. Because the higher the rate of unemployment, well, it's just a matter of time before those nations begin to rebel, to churn with anger and fear. The lack of jobs fueled government changes in nations such as Egypt, Greece, Italy, Britain, and Spain. We're told that one in three workers worldwide are either unemployed or living in poverty. The 17-nation Eurozone's unemployment rate reached the highest level since the creation of the common currency 13 years ago. And here recently, we are told nearly 20% of individuals between the ages of 15 to 24 weren't employed or no longer in school, and an alarming figure because when the young don't have work, they become restless and eventually they start to cause havoc within the nation. They riot. They damage property. I can't emphasize enough to you how serious the economic crisis is, because if Europe begins to spiral into a depression, guess what happens to us? Many believe that Jesus Christ is going to return to this earth. But the question is, exactly what takes place after Jesus Christ returns? Did you know that God's saints are going to reign with Jesus Christ on this earth? That there's going to be a great battle that occurs at His return? Find out more, order our new booklet, After Christ Returns. You can reach us toll-free, 1-877-449-6753. Request our new booklet, After Christ Returns. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. Order our booklet, After Christ Returns. We'll send that booklet to you free of charge. Remember, the European Union is the world's greatest trading bloc. And that's important because when the European economy suffers, that means less sales by American companies to European nations. That hurts us back here at home. See, it's all connected now. You see, Germany dominates Europe. It exports more goods than any other nation in the world, with the exception of China. But you could say Germany is the world's number one exporter because it exports sophisticated, expensive machinery, various appliances, also hospital equipment. Germany is a very sophisticated, high-tech economy. Now, they export more than the United States, so it's very important to watch Germany. Now, that's what we do in our radio broadcasts. We keep a very focused eye on Germany. We also have a website called worldwatchtoday.org, worldwatchtoday.org, where we have blogs concerning what's taking place on the European continent. Now, in the past, Germany was willing to take a back seat due to its infamous past, but no longer. Today, the Germans will not let the British or the French dictate to them. And at the same time, history shows that a nation that is economically dominant will eventually dominate politically and militarily. Let me say that again in case you missed it. This is very important. A nation that becomes economically dominant will, in time, dominate politically and militarily. This is broadcast number 740. We'll send this CD to you free of charge. We'll also send you our latest booklet on prophecy, which talks about what's taking place in Europe. Phone us at that toll-free number, 1-877-449-6753. The number again is 1-877-449-6753. Now, Germany has no interest in dominating the continent in terms of military power or strength. That will change in the future. So now let me try to put some of the bigger pieces of the puzzle together. What we're going to see in the future. We're going to see the decline of the United States as an economic and military power. We're already losing our influence as a political power. Europeans just don't pay that much attention to us as they once did. And our ability to compete with other nations is clearly on the decline. And of course, we lead the world in pornography. Also, in addictions, we lead the world in depression. We lead the world in violent crimes, including murder, rape, and robbery. And of course, we divorce and remarry at a rate higher than anyone else on earth. And our children are left without their fathers, as 4 out of 10 of our kids will grow up in homes without their father present. And now back to the subject of Adolf Hitler, a type of Hitler yet to come in the future. It's going to happen. It's going to happen on the European continent. What eventually propelled Hitler to power was the Great Depression. Hitler promised jobs to the millions of unemployed. He promised a restoration of German pride, and he promised unity to a fractured nation. As the years crept by, 1929, 1930, 1931, and 1932, increasingly, people were paying attention to the strange man with a funny mustache. He was a dynamic speaker with a dynamic speaking style. Hitler was no tyrant imposed upon Germany. He was legally appointed Reich Chancellor in 1933, just like his predecessors before him. In the last 100 years, no other individual has stamped a more profound imprint on history than Adolf Hitler. National Socialism was a religion, and Adolf Hitler was its savior. His hold over the German people was phenomenal. At the peak of his power, it's been suggested that 9 out of 10 Germans supported Adolf Hitler. Hitler was far more popular than the Nazi Party. But did Germans worship Hitler, or did they worship the image that the Nazi propaganda machine painted of Hitler? Hitler viewed himself as an empire builder, a type of modern Roman Caesar, as it were. In the 1930s, many leaders in Europe viewed Hitler as the hero who protected Europe from the Bolshevik communist hordes. But by the 1940s, Hitler became the great demon who tortured most of Europe. Adolf Hitler led the world into World War. Well over 50 million people died in that war. Nearly 6 million Jews were exterminated in Hitler's death factories. Could this nightmare happen once again? Well, we believe the Bible tells us that it will happen again. That there will be another Hitler, a final Hitler, a European dictator who will draw the world once again into World War. If you would like to know more about the final Hitler, you can reach us toll-free at 1-877-449-6753. That telephone number is toll-free, 1-877-449-6753. Request our Prophecy Alert article entitled The Final Hitler. That number once again is 1-877-449-6753. We're talking about European history. We're talking about a dictator, a vicious tyrant who caused enormous destruction throughout the whole world back in the 1940s. His name was Adolf Hitler. We believe End Time Prophecy tells us that there will be another Hitler, a final Hitler. I'm not talking about the actual person of Hitler himself, but the spirit being that was behind Adolf Hitler will enter into and motivate and lead a European dictator to do great harm. Now, a major difference between World War I and World War II, and most people don't know this, a major difference between those two wars was that in the First World War, it was mostly a war between armies. But in the Second World War, Hitler waged war against civilians. And did you realize, and many people do not understand this very important fact, that more civilians died in World War II than military personnel? Before Hitler became known as the brutal devil of the 20th century, he was arguably the most popular head of state in the world during the 1930s. He had turned the impossible economic situation in Germany around. He put millions of people back to work very quickly. Hitler himself gave great attention to his public image. He rehearsed his style and posture when giving public speeches. He was keen to avoid any sense of human failing. He would not wear glasses in public. He believed it to be a sign of weakness. Nor would he play sports in the public eye, lest he somehow embarrassed himself. Albert Speer, Hitler's architect and friend, if you could even claim that Hitler had friends, he described the leader of the Third Reich as a demonic figure. Hitler was an evil genius, or he was a madman, or he was one in whom a powerful demon would come and reside and then go. There's no doubt about it, in my mind, Satan had a very important role in Hitler's life. Now, by some, Hitler was actually described as an un-person. People would say that he was an empty man who had no real friends. It has been said that Hitler led an enormously private life, which was true. So secretive was his life that the German people only learned of the existence of Eva Braun once the Third Reich had crumbled into ashes. To the German people, for 12 years, from 1933 until 1945, Hitler was the Führer. Many believe that Jesus Christ is going to return to this earth. But the question is, exactly what takes place after Jesus Christ returns? Did you know that God's saints are going to reign with Jesus Christ on this earth? That there's going to be a great battle that occurs at His return? And did you know that a new temple is going to be built in Israel when He does return? Find out more, order our new booklet, After Christ Returns. You can reach us toll-free That telephone number is 1-877-449-6753. Request our new booklet, After Christ Returns. That telephone number, it's a toll-free call, is 1-877-449-6753. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. Order our booklet, After Christ Returns. We'll send that booklet to you free of charge. We're talking about Germany today, its history. Did you realize that Germany in particular is clearly the economic center of gravity in Europe? That the German worker produces significantly more than his counterpart in other European countries? Germany, not the United States, is the world's biggest single exporting nation of quality goods. Now, China exports the most goods, but in terms of high-quality goods, clearly it is Germany that exports more quality goods than any other single nation. Germany seldom makes its way into American TV news. That's because the American television industry is mostly interested in what is happening in the United States, and they and the American people, for the most part, have little interest in what is going on in Europe. This is a real tragedy. Germany is the largest economy in the European Union. It benefits from a large pool of talented workforce that has enabled Germany to dominate the vehicles, machinery, chemicals, and household equipment industries across the globe. Germany is the largest producer of wind turbines and solar power technology. And did you know that Germany now exports more to Russia and its former Soviet satellites than it does to the United States? That Germany ships nearly as much to Britain as to America, and its total exports within Europe are 5 times greater than its shipments to the United States. Germany is the number one trading partner of all the new EU members, and also Germany ranks 4th in the world in terms of nominal GDP and 5th in terms of purchasing power. Point I'm trying to make is Germany is already a very powerful economic nation. Germany is the world's 2nd largest trader, both in terms of imports and exports. Don't you underestimate Germany. Let me repeat that. Don't you underestimate Germany. Because Americans are so preoccupied with what is going on our soil, few Americans realize that Germany is on track to achieving peacefully what it failed to do in the 2 world wars of the 20th century. And by that, already, we can see that the German economy dominates all of Europe. If you take a look at history, you take a look at the Second World War and the years leading up to the Second World War, it was truly amazing to see that Germany recovered so very quickly from the devastation of the Great Depression. Early in 1933, its economy was in a collapsed state. Within 6 years, it had become the economic powerhouse of Europe, able to take on the military might of the British, the French, and later the United States. You can order today's message. This is broadcast number 740. Broadcast number 740. You can order today's message free of charge. All you need to do is phone us at 1-877-449-6753. That telephone number again is 1-877-449-6753. As well, don't forget, we do hold public prophecy seminars. They're usually held on a Saturday afternoon. They don't last very long, maybe about 90 minutes to 2 hours at the most. And currently, we're holding these seminars in the greater Sacramento, California area, and also in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. If you're interested in attending one of these seminars, they're free of charge. You can phone us at that toll-free number. Leave your name and telephone number with us. We'll make sure to get back to you regarding the time and location of the next Bible prophecy seminar in your area. That telephone number again is 1 877-449-6753. The Bible prophesies that there's going to be a union of nations in Europe that will be the next global superpower. In the book of Revelation chapter 17 and verse 12, it says that there are 10 horns, which you saw. They are 10 kings or leaders who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour, in other words, a short time, as kings with the beast. Now, the beast can mean this revived Roman Empire or its leader, this final dictator. Now, the government will be a successor to the ancient Roman Empire pictured by a beast in Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 7. These 10 leaders, we're told in the book of Revelation 17, they are of one mind. They will give their power and authority over to the beast. As we look at Europe right now, today, Europe is relatively peaceful, but that will not be the case in the future. Hard to believe, but if you understand history, it's really not that difficult to understand. European history is the story of war after war after war. What we've seen over the last 60 years, well, we've seen relative peace in Europe. That will not remain the case in the future. Until our next broadcast, I'm Stephen LeBlanc.
World Watch Today has been a presentation of the Church of God. To request literature or free audio CD of today's message, phone us toll-free 1-877-449-6753. That number again, 1-877-449-6753.